I'm WUWM education reporter Emily Files. As Wisconsin grapples with its most severe coronavirus spread yet, schools continue to make varied decisions about whether to teach in person or virtually. The statewide teachers' union wants that to change. The Wisconsin Education Association Council is asking the state for uniform rules about when schools should close. Ron Martin is WEAC president.
Educators, students, and their families now, more than ever, need the consistency and predictability a mandatory statewide framework will bring.
WEAC sent a letter to the State Department of Health Services asking for statewide school gating criteria.
Without this statewide approach, Wisconsin is sending a perilous mixed message of hands off when it comes to schools.
The letter notes that some districts appear to be making opening decisions not based on health metrics, but on community pressure. Whether the state will do anything in response to WEAC's demand is unclear. DHS did not respond to a request for comment by deadline. In Milwaukee, the local teachers' union is calling on the city health department to follow the lead of Racine officials and shut down schools that are open in person. While Milwaukee Public Schools is virtual, some private schools are teaching face-to-face. During a press call Tuesday, Milwaukee Interim Health Commissioner Marlena Jackson did not say whether closing schools was under consideration.
Tighter restrictions in regard to the order, as we make those decisions, we will make sure to share them. And again, those decisions are being made weekly as we have our discussions, as we talk to our teams. And so we will share that information as soon as those decisions are made.
Previously, Jackson said that coronavirus outbreaks at schools have been rare. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.